It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Thanks for all the patience.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here and then checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I do three interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Mayer. Today, I get to catch up with Paolo Nutini. It's been a handful of years since we spoke. In fact, his last album was 8 years ago, and I think that is the last time that we caught up. So the new one is called Last Night in the Bittersweet, and he's going to take us into his process. We're going to talk about him being uncomfortable in the spotlights, and the moments he even considered writing for other artists instead of himself. Paolo's also going to go on to talk about the movies that influenced this latest album, from sampling Quentin Tarantino's True Romance to being inspired by the documentary Jodorowsky's Dune, and the French film Delicatessen as well. All that's a whole lot more. Let's talk Last Night in the Bittersweet. It's Kyle Meredith with Paolo Nutini.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Last Night in the Bittersweet is so good. It really is. I haven't been able to get enough of this album. So just the, you know, the quick congrats here at the beginning.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, you know, with time, there has been a handful of years in between these two records. And I don't know if that allows for some experimentation or what, but you know, it does seem like with every album we get a little bit different version of you, which makes sense, but how much comes from finding your own voice for each album? Is that part of the process?
I'm not sure. I mean, the one thing about me with music is I sort of find joy in a lot of different and a lot of different kinds of music, a lot of different styles of music, and a lot of different aspects of that music, you know. I've always been the same. So when I write songs, which I tend to, you know, when I'm lucky, I do, you know, every day. If the going's good, and I've got the and I sort of forge the time to do it. Then I think all of that different music will always kind of filter through. And I'm generally creating a lot of the beginnings of that music on my own. So, you know, then I'll collect, you know, these songs will all come, and I'll come from different times. And there's songs that you hear on the records that you're talking about. There's a song that you know, for instance, was on the last record that I put out, that I wrote before my first record that came out. And sometimes, you know, sometimes like when you say about finding a voice and things, you sort of, in fact, there's a song that I'm thinking of putting on, you know, a body of work that's to come, that actually was written, you know, in the same at that same time.
Oh, wow.
So prior to my first album coming out, and I remember doing that, you know, this song, and I was obviously drawing on the influences of, you know, the soul singers that I loved, or, you know, like people like Joe Tex, and I was writing this song from a perspective of a guy who'd done an awful lot more than I'd done, put it that way. And it just, you know, it never made any sense to me at the time, you know, me being the guy who's singing this song. And now I feel that maybe I've got a little bit more of a right to sing that song. And, you know, 19 years later. So, and with all the experiences that have happened. So, yeah, I mean, look, the main thing is that I certainly, you know, I write a lot, and I make sure that I've got access to it all. You know, I keep it, I keep it at hand, and when a lot of the time it kind of all sticks, it stays in my head. I'd say music must occupy at least 80% of my brain capacity, because that would explain a lot, you know. But yeah, no, there's then the whole thing, you know, there's the whole thing about, you know, I love to play. I've always, you know, I've never sort of, ever since I started doing this, the touring has been a big part of me sort of putting music out. So I've always put something out, and I've went out and I've tried to tour, you know, to as many people that want to see it. And I think there's just a big element of me sort of kind of getting myself ready for that aspect of it. You know, rather than just releasing, you know, whether or not it would have been a good time to release an album. I think sometimes for me that takes me quite a while for me to kind of form an album, you know, form the album as the way I see it as being an album. I don't really see it as just being X amount of songs. I feel like, it might not sound that spontaneous. But I mean, you know, the recordings of the music, the songs within themselves, you try to sort of capture what comes out, you know, as organically as possible. But when it comes to, you know, making it a record and making it an album, something happens and you're like, okay, and I guess. You just hope that you managed to piece the last kind of elements together, and luckily this time it did. And you know, frankly, it wasn't something that whole aspect of the touring and the public aspect of it, and just really being out there for people to consider and to sort of, you know, that kind of vulnerability and that kind of exposure was something that I'd grown sort of uncomfortable with. And I wasn't keen to nurture that, and a lot changed, you know, with the kind of dramatic isolation that came with the last that came through that whole pandemic time. My perspective completely changed on how, you know, that kind of that gift or that opportunity to communicate with such, you know, on such a wide scale with so many people. And that sort of connection was really, I don't know, I started to sort of view it in a completely different way. I never saw it. And I really wanted to try and make that again, try and do that again. So, there's, you know, there's time. I do my thing in between the at one point, you know, I was saying I was going to write songs, and, you know, maybe people might want to record those songs. And There's an idea about that that's quite appealing, I think, and a kind of consistency and like I said, you know, you're not there, you're not in the front, you're not even necessarily singing the songs. But I would meet with I would meet with the publisher and you know, people involved in my sort of in my thing, and I'd play them the songs, and they'd say, "Oh wow, okay, this one," and they're coming, you know, they're seeing these names, these really appealing names, for we could give this song to them. I think they'd like this song. They're looking for a song, okay. And then each of those songs, I was kind of like, I would say, actually, I think I kind of want to keep that from that one just now. And all of the ones they deemed to be the best of the bunch were would be the same. So eventually they were like, it sounds to me like, you know, you want to make a, you want to keep recording music, you know, by yourself. And they were, you know, fundamentally right. You know, it's a big part of who I am. A big part of it, me being able to express myself properly, that comes through music. You know, it always has, and that's why I think I've always loved it so much.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Paolo Nutini. Hearing you talk about, it's sort of that, I don't want to call it an argument with yourself, but that push and pull, you know, how public versus, you know, how private, and what you put out in the song. You know, I'll kind of jump around here because you take After Neath, and of course, lots of people have mentioned There You Are sampling True Romance. And I hear you talk about how, you know, using that as a tool. I mean, that's a great, not just sampling, but movies and characters and writing about them instead of yourself. I feel like that's got to be a great tool for a songwriter, you know, when you don't want to put yourself out there too much. You know, you have the lyrics in Stranded Words, "Have I shown you enough of me?" And I thought, man, that's a really strong line right there, especially, you know, I might be taking it out of context, of course, but in the context that we're talking about right here, is it, you know, how much of myself do I want to give up? How much of that tool do you lean on? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to relationships that you're in with people, and you, there comes a point where you're at, for me, that line in the song, "Have I shown you enough of me? You know yourself can be so hard to be." You just sort of want to make sure you're actually giving the person the honest perspective of yourself. You know, it can be easy to pretend a lot. You know, to pretend and to try, and you can start to forget yourself who you are. You know, that was again like I would have a habit of being able to distract myself from myself an awful lot by going, you know, because, you know, I would take trips and distract myself with things that were really, you know, really amazing scenarios and places, and when I wasn't able to do that, I just had to kind of come to grips with with the person I'm kind of living in the body of.
Sure.
But like you said, there's a lot of what I'm writing about as well as stories that I, you know, there's a lot of stuff I write about day to day is inspired by books that I read or films that I watch, songs that I listen to, and people you know, people's stuff that's going on, I tend to sort of need to have drawn a bit of a parity and sort of something that I feel like I identify with, and maybe that movie puts it in a really extreme way, it's obviously something that we did quite a bit in the last record as well with the sampling, and it's just a nice way to sort of express how you feel, and that movie for me was just, to this day, is one of the most amazing love stories ever. It's just it's brutal, but you know, it can be. Sometimes you just want to sort of, you know, show a little bit of who you are and what you like as well, you know. And we were lucky to be able to do it, you know. We were lucky to have been given a permission to use the words and Patricia Arquette's voice, and because, you know, that's a big part of it, the way she delivers those words, I was so happy when we got the positive reaction.
And Tarantino gets a writing credit on it, which is, you know, fun to see in the liner notes on top of all that.
He sure does.
I'll playfully ask, you know, just sort of taking the bait from something you said a minute ago, are there other, you know, so we've got True Romance there. Are there other specific movies that are on this album? Not sampled, obviously, but are there other songs that are, as specific as Afterneath is in that way?
I wouldn't say so. I remember watching, and I don't know why, because this is like a weird association perhaps, but I was watching a documentary, and it's called Jodorowsky's Dune. Have you ever watched that?
I haven't, no.
It's one of these amazing documentaries. In fact, it's one of the only documentaries I know that has its own soundtrack. Mm. The documentary has a soundtrack that you can buy the vinyl, and it's amazing. And it's about Alejandro Jodorowsky, who, you know, epic filmmaker, films like Holy Mountain, El Topo. And he, and you know, the book Dune that was recently remade. And so he was going to make the movie, and it's unbelievable. It's got, like, you know, Pink Floyd were going to do the soundtrack, so were the band Magma. He had H.R. Geiger working on it. He was like, Orson Welles was going to be in it, Jagger was going to be in it, Salvador Dali was going to be in it, and it never got made because, well, you know, it was a super ambitious project, but it was on the way. It wasn't just an idea; it had fully begun the undertaking. And I was just watching that, and you know, some things put you in like a little headspace, and then I started to write the song that's on there called "Take Me, Take Mine," and I think it was like it just put me in this. In this sort of like empty planet with this, you know, a specific person in my life, and it was the idea of us sort of, you know, just being there, the two of us alone, and complete kind of gay abandon, and sort of trying to get out the other side, and that's what all everything that went on there, and I mean, that's not really, you know, that there's no reason why I should take that from the documentary or the film or the story, but sometimes it's just like you hear a noise. Sometimes it could be like it's the sound of a synthesizer or something, and it just completely puts you in a headspace, and all of a sudden it's enough to help you detach enough to slip into somewhere that you can create something, you know, and just stimulates the imagination and all of a sudden you're away, and uh, I'm constantly writing songs that are inspired by movies and the atmosphere of those movies. I don't know if you know a French film called Delicatessen. I think it came out in the 90s. It's Jean-Pierre Jeunet. Mm-hmm. It's a post-apocalyptic comedy thing set in an apartment building. And there's a lot of the music in there, the piano. It's constantly when I sit down at the piano, I'll start playing little bits from that song, and that'll be that, you know, from that movie, and that'll be my sort of segue into what I'm going to sit and try and write at that piano. Pretty much exclusively that, or you know, something like, you know, depending on my mood, I don't know, maybe like the Keith Jarrett Cologne concert, which I can't play. I can play a little tiny bit. I can play a real rudimentary version of small segments of that concert, but again, just the it's pure atmosphere. It's just pure atmospheric. It's pure. Immediately, these things immediately without even having to think, just take me away, and you know that can be half the battle. I think sometimes just finding the way of the. Finding the route to the escape in order to just, you know, with what's going on in life sometimes, just finding your way through the door. I find that an awful lot. I find books and I find movies, but I find movies to be, or television programs to be a really vivid and immediate way of that kind of transportation. And I think that's the whole point of them, right? And that's the whole bloody point.
Sure. And we'll be right back, right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Paolo Nutini. You know, I love how all this has been filtered through you, how it's come out in these songs, because these songs have meant a lot to people very quickly and to myself included. And even getting to the ending, you know, with closing with Ryder and that line, I promise that I'll never change. Hell, I tell you I will, but I'll stay the same, is also one of my favorite lyrics of the year. And beautifully wrapping up this record. So good luck. Thank you. And good night. I don't know why more people don't take advantage of that right there, but you did it, and all compliments to you again. What a perfect record this is.
Yeah, it's a pretty, you know, listening to the song back or performing it since writing it, it really sort of, I think that very much sums up what I was talking about that that kind of long look in the mirror. And you know, that I was presented with during that time. But you know, again, it's a positive, you know, positive ending. I think, even though I'm quite a stark look inside, maybe not finding a lot of good, but there's you know, just that whole process was a good thing to do. Yeah. Here I am talking to you, and I'm sitting in Colorado, waiting to play a show tomorrow. So you know, I feel like things are working out.
Things are working out. Paolo, thank you so much. Thank you so much for you know, bringing these songs to us.
Thank you. And you know, if in the future you ever want to talk again, and just thanks for the support and for listening to the music. And if you want to talk again, we can talk longer, then let me know. We'll organize it. It's been an absolute pleasure, man.
Yeah, same here. Always, always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
My stuff. Thank you.
And my thanks to Paolo Nutini. The new album is called Last Night in the Bittersweet. Thanks to you for checking out the episode in the series. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, 3 brand new interviews every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. My address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Sorry about having, changed the time.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.